Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, April 20th, 2023. Welcome to Day 821. An arbitration panel ordered the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, to pay $5 million for losing his Prove Mike Wrong challenge, which claimed that there was Chinese interference in the 2020 election. In August of 2021, Lindell, the chief executive at MyPillow Incorporated, claimed that he had data showing Chinese interference in the election and offered $5 million to anyone who could prove that the data was not from the 2020 election. Of course, Robert Zeidman, a computer forensics expert and a Nevada Republican who voted twice for Trump, proved that Lindell's data unequivocally did not reflect November 2020 election data, according to the arbitration panel. Zeidman called the ruling great, saying this was obviously manufactured bogus data. Lindell, meanwhile, claimed that the court made a terribly wrong decision. Meanwhile, an attorney who helped Trump in his effort to overturn the 2020 election told top Republican donors that they need to curtail college voting, as well as same-day voter registration and automatic mailing of ballots to registered voters. During a presentation at a Republican National Committee donor retreat in Nashville, Clayda Mitchell asked, "What are these college campus locations? What is this young people effort that they do? They basically put the polling place next to the student dorm so they just have to roll out of bed, vote, and go back to bed." Mitchell singled out on-campus voting in five states: Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Moving on, the Senate Judiciary Committee asked Chief Justice John Roberts to testify on Supreme Court ethics reform. The invitation follows a report that Justice Clarence Thomas accepted but never disclosed over two decades of luxury trips from a Republican billionaire donor. Chairman Dick Durbin called on Roberts to appear before the committee on May 2nd, saying that his testimony on ethics issues could strengthen faith in the Supreme Court. When asked if he planned to subpoena Roberts if he declines the invitation to testify, Durbin replied, "It takes a majority. I don't have a majority." Dianne Feinstein's health-induced absence from the Judiciary Committee means Democrats do not have the majority needed to issue a subpoena. And finally, House Republicans passed a bill to ban transgender women and girls from competing on school sports teams consistent with their gender identity. The first-of-its-kind federal legislation would amend Title IX to define sex as based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. It would bar schools that receive federal funding from allowing people whose sex is male to participate in sports for women or girls. The bill, however, will likely fail in the Democratic-led Senate. Biden has vowed to veto the measure if it doesn't. The Biden administration proposed new rules earlier this month that would prohibit categorical bans on transgender athletes at any school receiving federal funding. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.